Charity begins at home. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Charity Begins at Home. So, the understanding of charity begins at home. It's like each and everything which a person is taught has to come and start from home most of the time. So, my conversation and meaning of charity begins at home. It just got explained and processed recently when I had a conversation with this other friend of mine. He was saying to me that people of my age or people who are 2 years or between the gap of 10 years, those people can never say I should do 1, 2, 3 for them. And the point was, he said to me, I'm not sent by other people to do errands or anything for them if they are about 2 years or in a 10 years gap between me and them. He said to me, those people are my peers, and those people are not elderly above me. So he says that a person, even if a person is 2 years old, from 2 years older and up to 10 years, that gap signals nothing to him. You cannot tell him that, can you just go and buy me Coke or can you go and buy me food? He says, if you're in a gap of that period, that length of 2 to 10 years or 1 year, 1 year gap difference, you are not, from his standards, you do not send him. And he further explained to me and he said, the reason that I say so is because at home, where he comes from, they allow him to, or they tolerated what he's saying, and they agree that no one sends him unless he has an age gap of 8 years or 20 years between him and that person. From 1 year to 10 years, none of those people tell him, can you do 1, 2, 3 for me? And he went on to say that my sisters, they don't tell me to do anything for them. Then I came on to him and said, that is how you were raised at home. That's how they allowed you to accept and install it in your mind. And I came and went to say to him, where I come from, I am sent by my sisters, my brothers, and my little brother. If a person has asked me to do something for them, I do it. Okay? So I told him that way, that it begins at home. The fact that at your house and your family, they agreed for you to say and tell them that you are not going to be taught. I told them that way, that the fact that you agreed and they agreed that no way, you are not going to be sent by us, and they agreed that you are not going to be sent by. So he continued to say that he's not being sent by anyone. And I said to him, it's about how you were raised. At the end, when I left that guy, that friend of mine, he was in dismay, he was not understanding. He said to me, why are we arguing? And I said to him, no, don't take it as if we are arguing, but I am just leveling the conversation between us. And he said, no, now it feels like you are arguing with me. But I say to him, I'm not arguing with you. I 100% agree with you that you cannot be sent, because what I'm saying is what he said to me, they tolerated at his house. With the way he grew up, the way he told them that a person who is older to me with 1 year or in the space of 10 years cannot tell me or cannot send me to do a small errand for them, like fetching water for me. He told me that way. Okay, so I understood that and I accepted it. So what comes down into the order of the day is that we all have our different charities which began at our own home. But though where we all come and meet along, there will always be a small common agreement, okay, with our charities where we begin, which begins at home. So I ended up telling him that I'm not arguing, I'm not in a dispute with you. And he agreed. At a certain moment, he said, yes, I mean, you are agreeing. And I continued to say, but when I left him, he asked me, why are we fighting? And I said to him, we are not fighting. I'm just leveling the conversation here, because he assumes that we were fighting when I told him that charity begins at home. So they just went back to this other conversation which I had on this other app called Wisdom, where they said that what is important to you may not be important to another person. So exactly, to him it is very important and understandable that he does not want to be sent. Okay, so that's how it went on to be. He does not want to be told what to do or be told to do a small errand by a person of his age. And to me, I don't take that seriously, because where I come from a different home. And he went on to say to me, is it because of the church that you go to? And I'm saying, I completely went on to say, it's not about my church, it's about how I was taught. And I understand that we are different people, we have our small differences. Our families don't run on the same wavelengths, and they teach us different things. But at the end of the day, they all teach us what, how to treat ourselves and always to know and appreciate and know our boundaries as people. That's how they teach us in life. That's what our families will teach us. And when the other thing of charity begins at home, you know, recently I keep on learning new things in a small and in different ways, okay? But the main point is that the world has different charities, okay? The way I'm taught at home is not how the other people are taught. The other one, which I also recently learned, is that, yes, the one of what you take seriously, others won't take seriously. At home, I was taught that, at home, they don't wake me up when I'm asleep. Here where I am, where I'm staying, now I'm a little bit far from home. I'm at a university. So now where I am, at home, I was taught that you don't wake a person up. They don't even wake me up at home. You can go and sleep late, and they won't come and knock at your door and wake you up in the morning. You will be someone who wakes yourself up, okay? Because I remember my little brother had tendency of waking up around 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. And by that time, he is the last person to wake up. We did not go up and knock at this door. But here, that doesn't seem to apply, because people don't care. They come to my door. I'm sleeping. Imagine sleeping. And I'm sometimes a person who finds it difficult to get to the groove of sleeping, because sometimes it's a procedure to sleep. You understand that I get to bed I want to sleep, but it does not just flow that way. It doesn't just arrive that way. It takes some time. A person wakes me up, and at the same time, that person says to me at the door when I arrive there, "Don't tell me you are sleeping." I felt so annoyed, like I could just slap that person, because in the time I told that person I was waking me up, in my sleep I remember yelling out, "I am sleeping." I thought maybe it was gonna ring a bell, but the person, when I got there, the person says to me, "Don't tell me you are sleeping." So the different things is that what you are taught at home and what others are taught at their homes, when you go out and you meet outside the world, it becomes two different things. Most of the time, you will interrelate. You will get someone who is of the same style of how you were taught and how you were led to, how you were brought about in your livelihood. And then you'll get others who don't respect and value the way you value something which you were taught at home. So I recently discovered that people won't respect you when you're sleeping. People will not understand and respect your values because they were not taught how you were taught at home. At the end of the day, we are taught how to have manners at home. We are taught how to respect other people. And how we grab that and understand it, it's how we come along with it. But the fact of that, people can wake me up where I come from. If my brother or mother or anyone goes to sleep, I will make sure that I won't go there and disturb them while they're sleeping. Okay? What you are taught at home, don't lose it. Okay? Don't lose it, because it is of a significant value, because it shapes and builds you, and it will always make you to understand and stand at the point of view of understanding how the world is and how the world is about. Okay? Because what you're taught at home is what you'll carry outside when you're outside your home. Remember one thing. When you're outside or far from home, you are resembling and interpreting what you're taught at home. Okay? If at home they allow you to disrespect them or not show any manners to others, when you go outside home or far from home, obviously you'll depict and you'll also play it along that you do not respect others. Okay? So at home, what they teach you, always remember that it will give the outside world a picture of how you were raised and how they tolerated how you behave from at home. So if they tolerate you being disrespectful, what will make you to be respectful of other people when where you come from, they understood that, no, he's a disrespectful person, let him continue in that manner. That's how it happens, and that's how it goes. And no one outside the world will come and change you. But I understand that along the way, as you meet other people, and mostly it will come to change when you meet with other people. But what I want to say is that it's true that charity does begin at home. But it doesn't mean that what you are taught at home is what another person is being taught. So that is how it makes our life interesting. That understand that when you leave your home, clashes will be there with others. But do not take those clashes and fight amongst you. No. Take those clashes as the lessons and try to understand each other. I'm not saying throw away what you were taught at home. If you are ready to change and become a better person by what you have been taught, take those lessons, put them down, analyze it with what you were taught at home and how you were brought about at home. Take them, join them together, and see if they help you. It will mean that whatever you are taught, you take from other people, you just add it to what you are being taught at home. But if you see what you are being taught at home is more valuable than what the other parties they were taught where they come from, do not throw away what you were taught at home. You only take what you see will improve you and become a better person. I'm JB State. Never be too short to express yourself. Thank you.